Welcome to Path Talks. This is Lisa Thompson, Chief Operating Officer for Pathway Health, and I will be your host for today's episode. Through this space, Pathway Health experts and other industry leaders will have an opportunity to share valuable insights that are focused on enhancing knowledge, sharing resources, and inspiring healthcare leaders along their career journey. Joining us today is Chandler Hulke, Director of Leadership Services for Pathway Health. Welcome, Chandler, to today's Path Talks.
Thank you, Lisa. I'm so glad to be here.
I'm glad you're here too. Chandler, I'm looking forward to having that discussion with you and really discussing a little further about leadership development strategies for leaders here in post-acute care. I know it is a passionate topic for both you and I, as we like to work with and mentor and support leaders all across the nation. And we know that leadership development is one of the most pressing issues for leaders today. And why is leadership development so important? It represents a great chance for our organizations to seize competitive advantage really in their marketplace and have better clinical and operational outcomes. You know, so Chandler and I are going to kind of discuss the importance of leadership development, not only for the leader personally, but also for team members that they've identified and really the next steps to implement this processes within their organization. You know, Chandler, you and I have had a lot of discussions around this. And can you kind of talk with everyone, because I love how you frame this, really why leadership is so important in today's healthcare world?
Yeah, absolutely, Lisa. And like you said, leadership development, certainly something that we're both passionate about. So again, just excited to be here and talking about that with you. But I think when we think about the importance of leadership development, top of mind comes to that people want to be invested in. One of the top reasons that people are leaving roles today is they're either seeking more of a challenge or they feel like they're lacking advancement opportunities. And I think both of those things tie into leadership development. So I think beyond retention of keeping individuals and keeping them engaged, again, it increases that engagement, which can affect so many different things. I think of operational performance and outcomes, both clinically, financially, and then taking it even a step further, that big organizational, big picture organizational growth. So again, the importance of it is great. And I could go on and on about that, but those are just a few highlights of really keeping leaders and good leaders in your organization. Is simple to have a leadership development tool and process for them.
You know, and I agree with you, Chandler. You know, you and I have had conversations around that. And then again, like I said, you know, working with leaders, you know, we know that investing in yourself as well as your team can really reap those great rewards that you were talking about, Chandler. You know, whether you have a small team, you know, if you're a small assisted living or senior living setting, or you're a larger organization or you have multi-sites, we know that leadership development will really help you as a leader and your organization really retain and attract new talent. And it will help you, like you were talking about, Chandler, it drives kind of clinical and operational performance. And it really also helps us ultimately drive that strategic execution of our growth, development, and succession as we move forward in the healthcare environment. You know, you and I have talked about how leadership development really has that huge power in both, you know, shaping and changing the culture of an organization, and the importance of developing, coaching, mentoring, and promoting people internally is really significantly less expensive than the cost typically of trying to hire external talent and then train and really skill them up as you need. So, you know, sometimes, you know, when we're in healthcare, we have crisis, right? Chandler, it seems like every day you walk in and you think you have your day plan, and it's like the 5-second assessment, it changes, right?
Right, left turn.
Left turn, and here we go. And we know that, you know, when we're in crisis mode, oftentimes we put, you know, developing our team and developing leaders as really a second step process. And I really always say, no matter what, how many priorities you have on your plate, how busy you are, if there's a crisis or something that's really brewing in your organization, that is the perfect time to put your arms around, figuratively, around an individual or individuals and help grow them as leaders, because you as a leader can't do it by yourself, because it is so so important in today's very fast-paced and kind of changing world. So we know, and you know, Chandler and I are kind of discussing and talking about the importance of leadership development, but where does a leader to begin with this process? So Chandler, you've done a lot of this with organizations in your organizations that you worked with, as well as working with newer to the profession leaders and seasoned leaders, and on how to develop a leadership program. So can you kind of outline some of the steps, or where do they begin to design such a program for their organization?
Yeah, absolutely. I think first and foremost, there has to be kind of a pathway per se for people or leaders to bring names forward. So, you know, you identify that, let's just say she's a nursing assistant out on the floor, you identify that she could have potential. And so how does a leader bring that name forward, or does the nurse bring it to the director of nursing? There has to be a culture of kind of encouraging that growth. So once there's an avenue for kind of people to be brought forward, there has to be a consistent criteria to be able to assess where that leader is and what do they need going forward to be successful in their future role. The role might not be, you know, moving from a CNA to a director of nursing first. So it's talking with that individual. Do they want to go and become a nurse? How can we partner with them to get them on an education track to do that? And while they're going to school, let them go to school. And what other things can we be doing or projects that you can be providing an individual to promote the promote their growth at a pace that they're comfortable with? And so talking again to that leader and knowing what their personal goals are, knowing what they're comfortable with. Part of leadership development is making people a little uncomfortable. So, you know, you find their box that they want to be comfortable in and being with them and kind of pushing them a little bit further to be in that uncomfortable zone. Those are just, I know I just said a lot, but just a few starting points of designing a leadership development process. I just, again, think a personalized approach to this is crucial, but I also, again, there has to be that consistent criteria in assessing that individual throughout your organization.
And, you know, those are really good points, Chandler. You know, it's personalized because, you know, you can't grow a leader unless you have a personalized approach, because one size doesn't fit all for every individual. And we know that we're in healthcare. It's the human to human. You know, it's not business to business, not business to customer or consumer. It's human to human approach. And that's why we're all in healthcare. It's about what's meaningful, what can I contribute, and how can I grow within an organization to make it better for the residents and better for the organization as well. And, you know, Chandler, I know you and I have had conversations around that. We know that leadership development can really be important in recruitment and retention, right, Chandler?
Oh, absolutely. Again, when we talk about people and the reasons that they're leaving roles, that's a way that we can attract them to say, hey, at our organization, we have a leadership development program to partner with you. So as much as people are maybe leaving because people don't have that in place, then they're looking for that. So being able to advertise that you are growing within, you know, you promote and encourage growth, people are going to see that, and you're just naturally going to attract individuals.
So, you know, really your point is, like you said, it's personalized, have a formalized process, and formalized doesn't have to be so detailed. It could be pretty simple, right, Chandler?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think a process and just making sure that individuals within your community and organization are aware of that process doesn't mean it has to be complicated, but simply it could be, you know, your monthly meeting and carving out 5 to 10 minutes to say, hey, are there any individuals within our community that you've seen in the last month that you want to highlight because they have potential or they had a leadership moment, or, you know, make it fun. But again, just make sure people are familiar with what your process is going to be so that they can be prepared to participate.
I love that. You know, there's so many things to consider. However, keep it simple, keep it personalized, have your team help you. It's almost like they're detectives going out there and finding individuals that you can help grow and grow their skills and their knowledge and their abilities, and really create a simplified plan, and then really have that mentor, someone that's there to coach them, and really having those touch points to keep that moving forward. Because like you said, it is so important. Leadership development is key and critical for retaining good talent in your organization. And we all know we're stressed with workforce needs, but retaining that talent and also a way to attract talent into your organization. And we know leadership development is not just for the leader or the leadership team. It's for multiple levels within the organization. So you start small and grow a little bit bigger. Simple and then grow. Like Chandler said, look within to grow out within your organization. And growing leaders helps move the organization forward and allows for more individuals to help with your priorities and engages employees at all levels. And that's what people want to know, how they can contribute to the greater good of the organization. So as we're wrapping up here, Chandler, do you have any final thoughts for our listeners on really the positive impact of leadership development program and any other additional final thoughts that you have?
Yeah, Lisa, I think that's a great question and one that just really gets me excited because I don't even know if we're aware of the impacts that leadership development can have. I think there's a lot of unseen things that can come from leadership development. And just a personal example from myself, Lisa, is, you know, I was surrounded by great mentors and support as I was starting my career. And the passion that I have for that now and my desire to kind of pay that forward, that's a benefit of someone pouring into me. And so I think those are the domino effect of leadership development can go far beyond just within the four walls of your community. And that's just super exciting for me to think about. And so we might think, you know, as a leader or a mentor, you know, we're impacting one person's life, but then no, you're changing one person who's going to go and change multiple other people. And it, that's just exciting to me that we have a far greater impact than what we even know. Again, I kind of mentioned at the beginning the impacts of, you know, engagement and operational performance. And I think those are all things that tie back to the quality of life and care that our residents are getting and resident satisfaction. And that's why we all show up every day is for our residents. And so if we can impact that kind of behind the scenes, it's just exciting and it warms my heart that there's, you know, we've got direct care staff members for a reason, but we also need the leaders and we're still impacting residents' lives with leadership development.
And I love that, Chandler, what you said, because it's like you said, it's the ripple effect, what leadership development does. I mean, just personally, I remember when you were in the university and I met you when you were a student and then you were going out to your first residency program in post-acute care and senior living. And now looking at where you are in your profession and knowing that you said, like having that those mentors and the guides and creating those leadership development programs, simple, small, and then working their way up, what an impact it made for you and for all of us as leaders in senior living and in post-acute care. We want to keep people in our profession because the demographics show that the need is going to continue to grow and our passion for leadership and developing leaders within our organization, as well as supporting leaders externally, is key and critical for success. And it really creates for better outcomes. It drives greater innovation and stronger clinical, operational, and financial performance. So as we wrap up here, Chandler, do you have any suggestions as to where people can go for maybe some national or industry-related resources that can help them as it relates to this topic on leadership development?
Absolutely. So I think everywhere you look, there's something about leadership. And I think, you know, taking, you know, 5 minutes out of your day to read that email that you've got from your email subscription on leadership development or whatnot. There's so many things you can sign up. So, you know, looking into those, I think of Hardware Business, I think of McKnight's. There's just so much out there and just taking the time to read that can maybe not serve you in that day, but it might serve you in the weeks to come. I also think of all the associations that are out there. It's a great place to start. A lot of them offer different leadership opportunities and courses and academies. And again, the leadership development is crucial, but the benefit of that too is also an opportunity to network of like-minded people that are going through maybe something similar. And again, whenever you have a chance to talk with someone in the industry is an opportunity to learn. And so I just think jumping on those opportunities and saying yes, even though it might be hard to get out from your day to day, or, you know, it's the week's not going as planned and maybe I'm going to cancel. No, just encouraging you to continue to go even when it feels difficult, because development within yourself is just so crucial. And, you know, sometimes you're going to have someone alongside you, but ultimately there's going to be days where it's up to you to make that decision on your leadership development. And again, all really good things. And I'm just really excited to be able to talk about this with you, even just for a short bit today.
I love it, Chandler. And, you know, again, all your listeners, you can tell how passionate Chandler and I are about leadership development. And we hope that it's sparking some, reigniting some passion within you, because what we do and what we do every day is so important. And as leaders, you know, having that positivity, having that support, and really accessing those resources to develop ourselves as well as our team is key for us for moving forward within this ever-changing healthcare environment. And Chandler, I know as the Director of Leadership Services, Pathway Health has a bunch of resources, education, the leadership programs that can help. Can you recommend a few for our listeners here today?
Yeah, I think, the Emerging Leader Program, top to mind, Lisa. It's an opportunity for people to join our Pathway team or organizations to partner with us to come up with some of these things that we talked about. And again, not make it overly formal, but getting just simple processes in place that we can partner with. So the Emerging Leader Program, I think of the LEAD tool and just how that is targeting approach for teams and leaders to work with each other. But when you're reflecting on that, I think you also learn something about your leadership development as well. Personally. So that's kind of a twofold, or could be a twofold. So those are just two examples of what Pathway might have to help you out with leadership development.
And I know, Chandler, there are so many resources that Pathway has and services and support for leaders that have been in the profession for a while as well. And I know they can reach out to you, right, Chandler? You know, so how could the leaders reach out to you to gain a little bit further insight on, you know, either those national resources as well as our topic today, or what Pathway can offer to help them?
Absolutely. Reaching out to me at chandler.hulke@pathwayhealth.com. Like you said, Lisa, I could talk about leadership development all day. So would encourage anyone listening to please reach out. I'd love to have a conversation with you.
Oh, thank you so much, Chandler. And thank you for joining me on today's Path Talks episode. So for all of our listeners out there, I want you to visit pathwayhealth.com to access those valuable resources, educational opportunities, consulting services, resources for leaders, and more. Until next time, this is Lisa Thompson. Keep on your path to success.